This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Ronald Rodriguez, R, last name R, O, D for David, R, I for India, G, U, E for Europe, Z for Zebra. First name Ronald, R, O, N for Nancy, A for Apple, L for Larry, D for David. Date, April 14, 2026, period, Nipper aircraft. He's a 72-year-old male patient who was admitted to the local hospital because of the syncope and fall, and he was found to have significant postural hypertension, postural P for Peter, O, S, T for Tom, U, R, A for Apple, L for Larry, hypertension, H for House, Y, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, S for Sam, I for India, O, N for Nancy, period. He did sustain some injury to the head, and subsequently recovered, and he was discharged home, period. In the emergency room, in the hospital, he was diagnosed to have likely reason for his severe postural hypertension to be spinal stenosis and neuropathy. New. N for Nancy, E for Europe, U, R, O, P for Peter, A for Apple, T for Tom, H, Y, period. The new paragraph, the syncope happened on February 11, 2026, period. Subsequently, on February 27, he noted that on standing, his blood pressure would drop to 70s, and he was readmitted from emergency room, period. Since then, he has not had any syncope, but he does get symptom of dizziness on standing. So he will stand at one place on standing up, and then when he is better, he would move, period. No history of any palpitation, period. No history of chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. The shortness of breath on mild degree of activity, period, his functional capacity is limited, period. No history of any upper respiratory tract infection, comma, edema of feet, or palpitation, period. No history of bleeding tendency or GI problem, G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period. So in last 2 months, he has lost about 23 pound weight, and he is on GLP-1 drug, G capital, L for Larry, P for Peter, capital 1, drug Mounjaro, M for Mary, in capital letters, O, U, N for Nancy, J for Joy, A for Apple, R, O, period. His weight about 2 months ago was 185 pounds. Now is 162 pound, period. New paragraph. Past history, history of hypercholesterolemia, period, history of diabetes, period, and he's on Humulin, H for House in capital letter, U, M for Mary, U, L for Larry, I for India, N for Nancy, period. He's also on Farsiga, F for Frank, A for Apple, R, X, I for India, G, A, and Munjaro, as mentioned above. No history of hypertension, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph, social history. He does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph, family history. Father died at the age of 82 years due to complications of diabetes, period. Mother died at the age of 83 years and she had a breast cancer, period. New paragraph. On questioning further, he says he may be able to walk less than a half a block, period. Allergy, allergic to Norco, N for Nancy, O-R. C for Charlie, O, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis of no pallor, cyanosis or clubbing, period. Peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsalis speed is 2/4, period. Both posterior tibial, not palpable, period. No carotid bruit, period, and no obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. On exam, blood pressure in sitting position is 96/60 millimeters of mercury, period. Left side blood pressure cannot be recorded due to blood sugar monitoring patch on the left arm, period. New paragraph. On standing at 1 minute, patient blood pressure 86/50 millimeters of mercury with pulse 96 beats per minute, period. Standing 3 minute, blood pressure 86/50 millimeters of mercury with heart rate 106 beats per minute, period. 5 minutes standing, blood pressure 84/46 millimeters of mercury with heart rate 104 beats per minute, period. So no significant postural hypotension in this patient with low blood pressure in a sitting position, period. The new paragraph, cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be palpated, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period, there is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. EKG, sinus tachycardia, otherwise within normal limits, period. New paragraph. On February 11, 2026 and February 27, 2026, he was admitted in hospital and he was managed by cardiologist Dr. H. H for House, period, Khan. K for Kite, H for House, A for Apple, N for Nancy, period. He had extensive workup done, including February 16, IV Lexi scan, cardiolite scan, Lexi scan, L for Larry, E for Europe, X for X-ray, I for India, Lexi scan, cardiolite scan, which showed ejection fraction more than 70% period, mid and basal inferior wall and basal infraseptal wall showing mild reversible perfusion defect period. Subsequently, he had a cardiac CAT which showed LV, EDP, L capital, V for Victor capital, E for Europe capital, D for David capital, P for Peter capital, 18.18 millimeters of mercury period. All three coronaries were heavily calcified period. The right coronary artery is dominant and is 100% obstructed distally with the posterior descending branch and posterior lateral branch are getting collateral blood flow from the left side period. The left coronary system did not show any significant abnormality, but all three arteries were heavily calcified, period. The February 17, 2026 calcium score was 7,590, period. The cardiac cath was done on February 19, 2026, period. New paragraph. Analysis. At present, patient main problem is significant hypotension, HY, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, S for Sam, I for India, O, N for Nancy. And it is worsened by change of position, for example, from sitting to standing or bending forward, or from lying, L for Larry, Y, I for India, N for Nancy, G, lying to stand up, period. So patient was advised to change his position gradually and wait at one place for about 1 or 2 minutes till he feels comfortable that he's not dizzy and he's not likely to fall and sustain the injury, period. In the meantime, he's advised to increase his fluid intake, and also he was advised that he can carefully increase his salt intake in the food, but not significantly, and monitor his blood pressure closely at home, period. Depending on the response to treatment, further management will be planned, period. New paragraph. Plan is also to do echocardiogram to evaluate for any cardiomyopathy, coma, any pericardial effusion, or any other valve problem which may not have been identified in the past, period. The patient and his wife understood about suggestion well, and they had no further questions, period. New paragraph. Initial impression, number one, syncope with loss of consciousness on February 11, 2026, period. Also, he sustained some head injury at that time. Next line, number two, recurrent dizziness, particularly with the change of position, number three, postural hypotension, P for Paul, O, S for Sam, T for Tom, U, R, A for Apple, L for Larry, hypotension, HY, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, S for Sam, I for India, O, N for Nancy. Likely reason for dizziness, period. Next line, number four. Severe coronary atherosclerosis with right coronary artery, which is dominant and 100% obstructed distally. But right coronary artery branches are filled by retrograde collaterals, period. Ejection fraction, um, 70% by IV lexiscan cardiolite scan, period. Number five, severe coronary artery atherosclerosis with coronary calcium score of 7,590 on February 17, 2026, period. Number five, diabetes. Number six, hypercholesterolemia, period. Number seven, significant weight loss of about 23 pounds in last 2 months on GLP-1 drug. G in capital letters, L for Larry, and P for Peter in capital letters, one drug, period. Number eight, diabetes with patient on oral medication plus subcutaneous insulin twice a day, period. Number nine, palpitation, and patient is wearing 14-day event monitor, which will be analyzed by Dr. H. Khan. H for house, Khan, K-H, A for apple, N for Nancy, period. Number 10, history of spinal stenosis. Number 11, history of peripheral neuropathy, period. The please note that patient syncope was significant in view of he sustaining head injury, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.